You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So yesterday we got the drama of blood coming out of Nicole's ear. And she went to an ENT specialist, didn't she?
Yeah, so she went to the primary physician, and they did a bunch of stuff and couldn't see her eardrum. It was so bad in there. Backstory, she's been sick. This is the sickest I've seen my wife, and she's been sick for a good solid week now. Really hard coughing, a lot of hard nose blowing, and because of all of that, she apparently blew out an eardrum. So before I left for work yesterday, she had blood pouring out of her ear. It's still coming out this morning. But yeah, she had to go into the ear, nose, and throat doc, and they had to like get a hose in there and suck a bunch of stuff out. She had to do all sorts of hearing tests, and sure enough, there's a big old tear in her eardrum. So now she's on three more different medications on top of all these steroids and stuff she's been taking because of her other sickness. And yeah, it's definitely nasty stuff, man. It's really nasty.
But they say her eardrum is going to heal fine.
They say it's going to heal. She has to be very careful not to blow her nose hard because then it can like put pressurized air into her ear. She has to put a cotton ball in her ear that is covered in Vaseline if she were to take a shower, because you can't get any water in there, because then that'll get in there behind your eardrum. So it's a whole thing.
What a mess.
So last night we were like coming up with different ways, because she didn't really want to do the Vaseline cotton ball because it kind of feels gross. So I was like, why don't we just take a Ziploc bag and put it over your ear and then like put a rubber band around that so you can shower with this Ziploc bag sticking off the side of your head. No, I think she finally, I left, I had to run some errands, but she opted for the Vaseline soaked cotton ball. She's like, I couldn't get
that
the Ziploc going.
That would look cute, though. Get like one of those little snack bags or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, it's a perfect size. And then you just put a rubber band on it and you're good to go.
But I think I might have gone that route.
But shout out to all the doctors that have been helping us. Today is National Doctor Day. I noticed my little Lila's been sick for about 4 weeks, and so she's been into the doctor a lot. Now Knick Knack's been in a lot, and I guess we're getting those frequent flyer miles at the doctor's office. She said it was kind of a pain because she did feel like 100% crap yesterday. And she went to the throat specialist, and she's like, the nurse came in and she had to tell her like the whole backstory of what was going on. And then a student came in that's, you know, practicing to become a doctor, and she had to tell the whole story, and they ran all the tests and did everything. She's like, and then the actual doctor came in, and she's like, it was the third time I had to explain everything that was going on, and then they ran all the same tests on me again. And she's like, that part was exhausting, having to re-explain myself three times. But I was like, well, those new students got to learn, though. They got to learn somewhere.
So she was the guinea pig.
She was the guinea pig.
Did she get a sucker? I mean, when you walk out, you can pick a little sucker out of the little basket.
You need more than that. They handed her a new coach purse.
She's feeling better soon.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if she pops out of by this weekend.
Today is the opening day of Major League Baseball, and most of America is yawning their way through it. However, they did change some of the rules this year. And so they're hoping that it'll speed up games and get people excited to go back out to the park.
Yay!
The Rockies are starting on the road. They're in San Diego, one of the teams that's favored to win it all. So the Rockies will start with a very tough road trip. But what caught my attention was they did this big national, it was like a battle of the mascots where they had different mascots up against each other and people had to pick a winner. And when all was said and done, out of the 27 there's only three teams that don't have a mascot. Out of the 27 that do, our mascot Dinger came in exactly like at the halfway point.
Oh,
it was
okay.
13th.
Yeah, it's kind of a ho-hum mascot. We're the ho-hum team, really.
Weren't we surprised that Dinger wasn't a little bit lower down the line?
Dinger doesn't do anything.
I don't.
Super lame.
I don't know.
I don't think he has any special dances or.
Yeah, I mean, it's kids. Look, kids love that mascot. I get it. But the rest
still
of us.
Lame-o.
You know, and the thing is, you know, here in the city, we've also got the greatest sports mascot of all time. Rocky the Mountain Lion is the greatest sports mascot. And then there's Dinger.
Wah, wah, wah.